of Chavos Tavcheshel Medali. Parasha Gedola Korin Al Shabishnai and Bishachris of Musaf, Uva Mincha Korin Al Pia, Yiboyelu, Hechikom, Bishachris of Musaf Korin Al Shabishafer, Bishachris of Musaf they read from a Sefer Torah, Uva Mincha Korin Al Shabishnai, Kikorin Shema, and Mincha time they read it Balpe without a Sefer Torah, like we read Shema, Odil Mahochikton, the Shachris Korin Al Shabishafer, only Shachris they read from a Sefer Torah, Uva Musaf, Uva Mincha Korin Al Shabishnai, Kikorin Shema, and Musaf and Mincha, they read it by heart. Toshma, the Tanya, B'shachris of a Musaf, Nichnosn V'sakneses, B'korin Kederes, B'korin Kol Hashona, Shachris and Musaf, they read from the Sefer Torah, with a Mincha Yochid Koros Elpeh. And Mincha time, every Yochid read it for himself, Balpeh. So one of the first things, Yochid Koros Elpeh, means that somebody got up and read it without a Sefer Torah and was motzi everybody else. Amr Rav Yossi, v'chi yochid yochel likros divrei Torah alpeh b'tzibur, and an individual will be motzi the rabbin divrei Torah without a sefer Torah. Ela kula nichnosim v'koronos alpeh v'koronishma. Everybody read it for himself. So the Vilna Gaon brings a proof. He learns the question of the Gemara was, you're not allowed to say divrei Torah, devarim shebichsav alpeh. So how is it possible that one person said it balpeh for everybody? The answer was, no, everybody said it to themselves. From here it brings a raya, that the isser of saying divrei dvarim aksuvim, divrei Torah mikra, bal peh is only if you're mochi somebody else, yidecho vaso. But if you're not being mochi somebody else, stam to say divrei Torah, bal peh is okay. That's the Vilna Gaon. Others argue on him, and they say the question wasn't from the isser of saying divrei Torah bal peh. The isser was, the problem was that how could somebody, Balpeh, be motzi somebody as if they're reading in the Torah? We don't have such a thing. That without reading in the Torah, right, we have that by the Haftorah too. That everybody has said Haftorah for themselves. Since you're not leaning from a cloth, it's mamish Balpeh, you can't be motzi other people. So therefore, what's it called? That was the question. The answer is, no, everybody said it for himself. Okay. Right. Tana Rabbon, the Zman Atse Kohanim de Ha'am. Tana Rabbon, Loma Hutzrichu Lomar. No, Kol Yom Sheish Bo Halal Ein Bo Maimit. Ma Hefrish Ben Zelazeh. So Rashi learns, Ma Hefrish Ben Zelazeh. Ma Ishno De Korban Eitzin. Dochi Maimit De Me'ila. O Maimit De Mincha Lo Dochi. Right? So Rashi learns the question is, why is a Korban Eitzin Doche Maimit of Ne'ila, but it's not Doche the Maimit of Mincha? Tosis learns that the Shaila was Korban Musaf and Korban Eitzim. Korban Musaf is Docha Mincha, but Korban Eitzim is not Docha Mincha. So that's the way Tosis learns the question. The answer is, Halolu Divrei Torah, but Halolu Divrei Sofrim. So according to Rashi, Halolu Divrei Torah, Mincha. Mincha is Min HaTorah. Kedamrin Bebrachos, Yitzchak Avinu Tiken Tfilas Mincha. Shenemar Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basuach Lefnos Erev. That the reason why the Korban Eitzim is Doche Ne'ila, because Korban Eitzim is a Darabonon, and it's Doche, the Maimed of Ne'ila, which is Darabonon. But the Maimed of Mincha is Daraisa, because Mincha is Daraisa. And seems from Rashi that Tefillah, even Tefillah's Mincha is Minatorah. Even the Rambam, who holds that Tefillah's Minatorah, agrees that the different times of davening are not Minatorah. What Rashi means is not that it's Mamish Minatorah, but it has a Makor in the Torah. Even though it's only the Rabbanan, but it has a Makor in the Torah, it's stronger, therefore you're not Dochet. What Tosis learns is that it's Korban Eitzim is Doche. A Korban Musaf is Doraisa, and therefore it's Docha Mincha. But what's it called? Korban Eitzim is only Darabana, and therefore it's only Docha Ne'ila. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Zman Eit Atzei Kohanim Ve'am. Tana Rabbanan, Loma Hutzrichu Lomar Zman Atzei Kohanim Ve'am. Why do you have to mention these specific times of Zman Atzei, Zman Korban Eitzim? Amru kishalu b'nei agol l'lomatzu etzim b'lishka. They came up and built the second Beis HaMikdash. There was no wood in the lishka for korbanos. In other words, they didn't have any money to buy wood. V'amdu elu v'isnad v'mishalahem. And these people donated wood from their own money. The kachis nun neviim shebeinim. The neviim made a tznai shafilu lishka malaya etzim yu'elu misnad v'mishalahem. When the time came, when the date came around, that these people originally were menadev etzim, even if the lishka is full of etzim, these people would be able to menadev, and we accept their nedava, and we would let them bring a korban etzim on that day. Shenemar v'agorolos shipalnu al korban ha'etzim, ha'kohanim ha'levim ve'om, l'hovi l'veis alokeinu l'veis avoseinu, l'itim mizumonim shona b'shona, l'va'er al-mizbech Hashem alokeinu kakosu b'torah. They instituted that they should bring korban etzim on these dates that originally they donated them. The Mohem Kohanim Leviim, the Chol Mi, Tana Rabbana, Maho Yu B'nei Gon Ve'eli Yu B'nei Kol Tzei Ktzios. What are these families that were nicknamed B'nei Gon Ve'eli and B'nei Kol Tzei Ktzios? Where do they get the nicknames? Okay. Pam achas gozra malchus gzera Yisrael shelo yaviu etzim laracha. One time the malchus, some say it was in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, some say it was in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. They made a gzera not to bring wood for the maracha. Shelo yaviu bikur mishleim, and also they shouldn't bring bikurim. Voshivu prusdol saladrochim kedera shoshiv yirovim b'minavad, and they put sentries on the roads to make sure that nobody would bring wood for the Mizbeach nor Bikurim. Just like Yeravim ben Nevat put sentries, Shelo Yal Yisrael Regel. The people shouldn't go up to Yerushalayim, they should go to his Eglei Zohav in Don in Beersheba. Ma Usuk Sheirin, the Yirei Chay Shaboso to Hador, what did the people who were kosher in Yirei Chay in that generation do? Hevil Saleh Bikurim, they brought baskets full of Bikurim, the Chifum Bikzios, they covered them with dry figs, so it didn't look like these were bikurim. It looks like there was old fruit. The notblum, the eli al kisvehem, they had a pestle on their shoulder. The kivin, so it looked like they were going to press figs. And the figs didn't look like they were from bikurim because they were old. They were dried figs. Because figs you also bring bikurim from. But these were dry, and they had the pestle, so together it looked like they were going to press figs. The Kivin Shigitzu apart proves the dose. When they came to the sentries, Amrulohem Lahechan Atem Holchim, where are you going? Amrulohem Laso Shnei Gulei Tveilu Machteshe Shilofaneinu Ube Eli Shal Kisveinu. We're going to what's it called, press these figs. We're going to a place where there's a mortar so we can press the figs with the pestle on our shoulders. Kivin Shavu Mehem Itrum Besalim. When they, what's it called, when they left them, they decorated the baskets as the halacha with Bikurim, Iture Bikurim. That's why when we have Pidyon HaBen, we decorate the child, because he's also a din of Bikurim. They had the Yom Lirushalayim. They brought them to Yerushalayim. Tana, Hein, Hein, B'nei Salmoi HaNetufasi. This is the same family that is called Salmai HaNetufasi. Tana Rabbanan, Mahin B'nei Salmoi HaNetufasi. Omru Pamachas Gozra Malchus Gzera Yisrael Shal Yavu Eitzim Marocha. This is the same Gzera that they made. Shouldn't bring Bikurim. They shouldn't bring wood to the Mizbeach. Then they made sentries, just like Yeravim ben Nevat, to prevent them from going aliyah l'regel to Yerushalayim. They made these sentries to prevent them from bringing wood for the mizbeach. Ma osu yirei chet shaboso ador, heviu gizireihen, v'osu sulamos. They took wood, and they made ladders out of it. Shows why they made ladders, dafka. So I was thinking the simplest reason is because a ladder you can make without changing the wood and shaping it. Just put a plain, ordinary wood together and you make a ladder. You can take it apart and it's the same way it was before. Because it's possible for the Mizbeach if it was made out of a keli that you used. In addition, they couldn't use the ladders. They're walking through the desert. There's no place to use a ladder. So they wouldn't come to use them and then passel them for the Mizbeach. I saw somebody says the reason they made ladders is because wood that's wormy is possible for the Mizbeach. And if they made some other kli out of it, they would ask them, why did you have to use wood that doesn't have any worms in it? And they would be suspicious that they're using it for the Mizbeach. But a ladder has to be not wormy, otherwise you can't stand on it. It'll go through. So they had a good excuse why they had to use not wormy wood.
Another mile is not limited in size. You can make it longer and longer, as much wood as you can make.
Fine, okay. They put the ladders on their shoulder and they transported the wood like that. They came to the sentries, asked them where they're going. We have a pigeon coop nearby, and we need these ladders to get the pigeons. They took them apart. I had to mention the times that these families brought, Korban Eitzim, Mishumahi Takana, the Ovul Bahu Hanuk Neviim, the Neviim made a Takana, that on these days in the year when they originally donated the wood, they would always bring a korban eitzim, and that would be a yonta for them. That they shouldn't be pushed away by somebody else. They had a schus to bring the korban on that day. Pruzdo shomrim, or watchmen, sentries. Bikurim adam nichnas v'toch sadeo v'roa eshto shabikar te'eno shabikra kosher aleh gemi v'oso so bikurim. Rashi explains what bikurim are. You see the first fruits that ripen, and you tie a piece of rubber around it, and that's what's it called. You know later on when it completely ripens, you take it and bring it as bikurim. So you shouldn't get mixed up between that and the other fruit. You put some simen on it when it begins to ripen, so you know that's the bikurim. Biktzios te'enim yaveshim, kochino sovosom emigulim. Dried figs, you press them, and you make them into circles of figs. The Helo Akisveyem, Machtesha Shilofanenu, Shuba Makum Acher, Lefanai Besomach. Right? We're going to a place where there's a mortar, so we can use the pestle we have on our shoulders to press these figs. The Zeu Gonthi Eli, Alshem Shemiskandi, Minapruzdos, Alisgeeli. They fooled. They were Gonif Das of the sentries with the Eli, with the pestle that they had on their shoulder. That's called, it's called Gonve Eli. Hein hein b'nei Salmoyim tufasi, ke'ein ma'isa zeh osu, and this is similar to the ma'isa that b'nei Salmoyim tufasi did, that they fooled the sentries with the ladders. Okay. Be'esrim bo b'nei pachas moa ben Yehuda, Tana, b'nei pachas moa ben Yehuda, hein hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, div Remeir. Remeir says, b'nei pachas moa ben Yehuda is a kinui for David HaMelech. David came from Moab, from Rus, and therefore, what's it called? He's called B'nei Pachas Moab Ben Yehuda. So that's as if it would say B'nei David Ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hein Hein B'nei Yoab Ben Sruya. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not David, but it's Yoab Ben Sruya. So, Be'esrim Be'elul B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda. Tan Rabbanan, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein B'nei David Ben Yehuda, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Adin ben Yehuda is just a nickname for David, David ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Heinein ben Yoav ben Sruya. And Rabbi Yossi here says again, it's another nickname for Yoav ben Sruya. Echad b'teves shebo b'nei Parush Nia, right? And Echad b'teves, the family of Parush, what's it called, came back for a second shift. So money must need some. Who's our mission to go like? Lo Reb Meir, Lo Reb Yehuda, Lo Reb Yossi. Doesn't like not Reb Meir, not Reb Yehuda, not Reb Yossi. E Reb Meir holds that B'nai Pachas Moav ben Yehuda was B'nai David ben Yehuda, right? And so it should have said, listening Shabo B'nai David ben Yehuda Shnia. Should have also mentioned that B'nai David ben Yehuda had a second shift, because they were synonymous. They were the same as what's it called? B'nei Pachas Moab ben Yehuda. And also, B'nei Adin ben Yehuda. So it shouldn't have said B'nei Adin ben Yehuda. It should have said, Shebo Shavu B'nei David ben Yehuda the second time, because they have two shifts. The same people. Just two different names. E Rebbe Yehuda listening Shebo B'nei David ben Yehuda Shnia. Rebbe Yehuda also holds that what's it called, that they were, as another nickname for either B'nei Adin ben Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was David, Or according to Reb Meir, it was Pachas Moab ben Yehuda. Either way, they had David ben Yehuda had two shifts. So I should have mentioned that they had two shifts. They just had two different names, but they were the same family. Reb Yossi, and according to Reb Yossi, Lisnei Shavu ben Yoav ben Sruya Shniya. Right? According to him, Yoav ben Sruya was really two different named families, but the same people. Should have said that they had two shifts. La'olam Reb Yossi. Really, it goes like Reb Yossi. The one who holds that the first family was Yoav ben Yehuda, according to Reb Yossi, doesn't hold the second family, was Yoav ben Sruya. And the one who holds the second family was Yoav ben Sruya, doesn't hold the first family, was Yoav ben Sruya, was a different family, and therefore, according to Reb Yossi, none of them were David ben Yehuda. They were either Yoav ben Sruya or another family. So nobody had a second Mishmar except Parush. Mor doesn't say that. Mor says that it was just a kinui for that family. That's the same family. Okay. Hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, David melech Yisrael. It's referring to David. V'hochi korele pachas Moab, shebomi Rusa Moavia, came from Rus. Yoav ben Sruya, shebomi Rusa Moavia. Yoav also came from Rus Moavia. Ki Sruya aim Yoav achos David. Because Tsruya, who was the mother of Yoav, was the sister of David. So she also came from Rus. Shenemar v'achoyoseihem Tsruya v'Avigail. David HaMelech's sisters were Tsruya and Avigail. B'nei Adin hein b'nei David. L'hochi korele b'sefer Shmuel Adino ha'etzni. In Shmuel, there's a nickname of David HaMelech called Adino ha'etzni. Shebishor she'osik b'Torah Ma'adin asmo kitolas. Shiyotzi l'mulchama miskasha ke'et. When he learned Torah, he was supple like a worm. When he went out to war, he was as hard like a tree. Hein hein b'nei Yoav ben Sruya, plugsahi, chad omer adino ha'etzni za David, v'chad omer za Yoav. Some say, Taka, that adino ha'etzni also was Yoav, not David. Listening, shavu b'nei David shniya, dok omer Reb Meir, pachas Moav hainu David. According to Reb Meir, Pachas Moab was David. It should have said that David came back for a second shift. Rabbi Yehuda b'nei Adin haynu David. According to Rabbi Yehuda, b'nei Adin is David. And it mentions David by himself. So they have a second shift. Masnisik Tani Behedya b'nei David. V'hadrik Tani b'nei Pachas Moab. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda b'nei Adin haynu David shavushni amiboyalei. It should have said they came back a second time. Rabbi Yossi d'omer Pachas Moab v'Adin haynu Yoav. According to Reb Yossi, both Pachas Moav and Adin were Yoav. They also had a second shift. Where it says, La'olam Reb Yossi, Utrei Tanoi Aliv Reb Yossi. It goes according to Reb Yossi. But the two Tanoi don't hold with each other. One Tana holds Reb Yossi held Pachas Moav was Yoav, but the other one, Adin, was not Yoav. It was a different family. So nobody had two things. David ben Yehuda only had one. There's no kinui for David in the other families. One of them is Yoav, and the other one is a stranger family. And the opposite, the one who holds Pachas Moav was Yoav, holds that Adin wasn't Yoav. It was a different family. So there was nobody who had a second shift except Parush. Demanda Omer b'nei Adin ben Yehuda hainu b'nei Yoav, lo sover lo de b'nei Pachas Moav hainu Yoav, ulohachi lo tani shavu b'nei Yoav shnia, velo svir le'nami dehein hein b'nei David. Also doesn't hold that Pachas Moav was David. Because otherwise it should say David had two mishmaros. Dim kein shavu b'nei David shniyam miboyalei lemishnei ela mishpacha acherasein. That according to Reb Yossi, one of them was Yoav. David is David, and the other mishpacha is a third family. Uman domer b'nei pachas Moav haynu b'nei Yoav lo sfira le'dem b'nei Adin haynu Yoav ela mishpacha acherasein.